Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Dan Pointer back on the show. Dan's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the original year of the show. He's the world's expert on self-publishing, on changing the paradigm about how people publish books. He's the author of a number of books on the topic, including the Bible, the Self-Publishing Manual, also Writing Nonfiction, and also his book, Air Travel Handbook. That's just some of the books. He's written dozens that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, and he's here to talk to us about some new stuff. Dan Pointer, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Okay.
Hey Dan, now, all of your books, to my knowledge, all the ones I've seen have been nonfiction, have been instructional books and travelogues, that kind of thing. But you're changing the genre a little bit for your own work, aren't you?
Well, I've been talking to fiction people for years, Jim, and they say, yeah, but you're a nonfiction guy. So I figure it's about time for me to do fiction so I can understand that a little better. But what's exciting is what's happening, and we are going from physical to electronic. Mm-hmm. And we have to give Apple and Amazon a great deal of credit for what they're doing in the book field. Certainly, we're selling more electronic books than we are print books now, and they make a lot more sense. So now let's talk about fiction and what's going on there. You know, historically, fiction has been straight text. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back 100 years, and if there was a picture in the front of the piece.
Yeah, just a bunch of words in a novel.
That's right. And then you form the pictures in your mind, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But today, because it's electronic, because it doesn't cost anything to put a picture in, you can go and put in all kinds of photographs, and you can put in maps and drawings and videos and audios. You know, I love to have maps. I read a lot of historical fiction.
Yeah.
I love maps because it shows me where it is,
mm-hmm.
and I can focus on it. I'm just, you know, visual.
Why hasn't regular or old-fashioned fiction books, why haven't they had maps and things like that in it? Why do you think they didn't include those?
Well,
especially the historical ones.
Many, many years ago, it was just too expensive to put them in.
Ah.
But it hasn't been expensive since about the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in the electronic, it doesn't cost anything at all.
Hmm.
And so it's just much more interesting to... my latest book takes place between 1939 and 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And I have black and white photos from that time. I have videos that were done at that time.
Oh.
And some of the things that I write about are unbelievable, but I've got the backup. And it explains a lot more about the
background. So what you're doing is you're incorporating real events, real places, real people, but in a fiction narrative.
Exactly. The places
and
are real,
so you're pulling
the events
in
are
real collateral into fiction.
That's right, and only the dialogue is made up.
Right.
But that's what the people would have said.
Right.
But mm-hmm. everything really happened.
Which is basically what fiction is, of course, and unless it's some kind of science fiction, but now you do need to have a device that not only will allow you to read a digital version of the book, but also, if you're going to have the full effect of all the things you're talking about, you need to be connected to the Internet, right?
That's correct. But today's reading devices are connected to the Internet. So you can just click and up pops the video.
Right. Exactly. So now are you seeing – now you've got a new book that's coming out it's called Tailwinds, right? Adventures of a Young Aviator. But what about – are other people doing this? Have you seen other people doing this genre, this new genre?
Only on a very limited basis. I really haven't seen this at all. This is breaking new ground.
Yeah.
But kind of setting the bar higher.
Mm-hmm. which we wouldn't expect anything less from. So tell the audience where they can find the new book.
You can go to Amazon, and that's Tailwinds, Adventures of the Young Aviator. My name is Dan Poynter, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, so you can look it up there. It's, of course, an e-book, a Kindle book.
This one will only be in an e-book, won't it?
Well, you couldn't do it in paper. And
right,
that's one of the beauties of the e-book. You can do things with the e-book you could never do in print.
Plus, even if you did want to put a bunch of pictures in there, they're not without some cost. And you can hold the cost down with the e-book and add all this extra value to it. Very interesting way to think about it. Hold on to that thought, Dan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more about the future of publishing with the man who knows, the man who's been predicting the future about publishing for a long time. Quick break, 20 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
It's just a ball of dust underneath my feet. It rolls around the sun. It doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the edge of life, just like love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.